Well, there's, I think there's some things that you can do out there. I mean, obviously derivatives and credit default swaps created a lot of virtual value where there was none. And I can see a usefulness in derivatives, but in a very limited sense. And derivatives were used many times to offset risky positions in other investments. Mm-hmm. And the same with credit default swaps. And it always amazed me how somebody else could buy essentially a performing asset based on the loss of value that somebody else might incur. It was like, how does that make sense?
But when you couple the income stream together.
Yeah. Well, and the problem is what you did is you created a substantial amount of virtual value, but also real risk associated with the value that accumulated in these credit default swaps. So it really
was a counterincentive to do that C loan and package it as a B or an A. Yeah.
Well, especially when people are out there buying other or investing in other forms of value that are betting against the loans that you're making, or betting against a piece of paper that consolidates those loans that you're getting. And you would think that, you know,
so
maybe...
That's like we're talking about a crap game.
It is. Well,
but
it
that's
is.
Truly what you're doing. There's the guy on the other side of the table who's betting against you.
That's right.
But he's related to the guy next to you.
That's right. That's exactly right. And the problem is that they're, you know, and they're using that as a hedge against some other investment that they've made that if it goes down, this investment or this return goes up. So it's all this element of hedging, and the same with derivatives, and it's fine to do that. The difficulty is the companies like AIG that sold these essentially risky forms of insurance, you know, when things turned upside down, all the foundational elements of these financial instruments went away. So they just collapsed. So all that value that was there was gone. And that was real value. I mean, they created virtual value, but people were mm-hmm. investing real cash in that virtual value. So when the virtual value disappeared, so did the cash and the liquidity that went with it. So then a lot of people were in really, really bad shape. So, you know, those are things we can absolutely fix and make sure that you
use
realign
the scalpel.
The system.
Yeah, use the scalpel.
Exactly.
And leave the machete at home.